So the premise of this podcast was to give me a way to, give me a way to express how I feel, generally speaking, when I was intoxicated, because it was the only time that I felt that I was able to express how I truly felt. I had a lot of pent-up feelings and a lot of pent-up just things that I needed to get off my chest. And I couldn't do that because I didn't feel. They were so harbored within me that I couldn't get the words out. And so, but when I would get drunk, I could say anything, I could write anything, I could do whatever I wanted to. So I decided to start this podcast when I got intoxicated. Every time that I got intoxicated, I would turn this on and I would just start talking. Because more like a journal, you know. I used to get intoxicated every night. I used to get fucked up every night. Because I didn't want to deal with like the things that I was facing. I was so sad and so alone that I couldn't properly express myself, but I would drink and I would want to talk, but I didn't trust too many people to talk to. But I also knew that there were people out there who felt pretty similar that I did, that they were working through things or harboring in feelings, and when, you know, they got really stoned or when they got drunk, they could express themselves better. And that's how I was, so that's how I started this. I think it's been a little over a year since this started. I don't post too often, but I want to, and I'm going to. But particularly now, I find myself kind of back into a space where I can't vent the way I want to. I can't say the things I want to say because I don't want people to get scared. I don't want to scare anybody. I had a recent scare myself. But I guess I'll get into that. It's a really long intro, but this is, I'll tell you at the start of this that, this is pretty introspective. There's no real, rhyme or reason for this. I just need to vent. So if you want to skip this episode, feel free. But I just need to get some things off my chest, so yeah, I guess that's what we're gonna do. So, I'm Chris Kazami. You guys pretty much know that by now. Yeah, I've had an incredibly crazy couple of weeks, and I just felt like I needed to get some things off my chest. And as my therapist has said, I have insane trust issues, so I feel as though the best way to get those off my chest, in between appointments, is to start recording again. So I am currently in a hotel. I have been staying in hotels for the last, it'll be 2 weeks on tomorrow, actually. So in about an hour, it'll be 2 weeks. I lived in the last place that I was at for 4 years. It was the only place I'd lived in between leaving my ex-wife. And now. And I won't go into the details of what happened because it's, the story is compromising to someone who, quite frankly, already has a lot on their plate. And still care about that person, so I don't wish to dive any further into that. But, Monday, 2 weeks ago, God, I wish I had the date. Hold on. All right, so we filmed something for Fight Club Pro Wrestling in DC on July 11th. And on July 13th, I packed what I could and I moved out. And since July 13th, it is now July 25th, I've been kind of doing the hotel thing. And it sucks, but I do have a place that I do move in at the beginning of the month. But just living in a hotel and being in the hotel and honestly the isolation that comes with it sucks. I've lived on my own before, but I'm not. It's been 4 years since I've done that, and I've always had someone there, or I've always had dogs there, and I don't have any of that. So that's an adjustment period. Eating is an adjustment period because I don't have too much of an appetite, but I had gotten myself on such a strict diet, and I had bought things and got things so that way I could stay on the diet and really fixing like myself. I have a lot of feelings about myself, and if I'm to be honest, a lot of intrusive thoughts, and those intrusive thoughts make me feel a certain way about myself. So I can see myself, or people can see me a certain way, and I just simply can't see myself in that same light. And a lot of that comes from, I guess, the trust issues, right? So I guess I kind of have to start there. So, a lot of you know my backstory, and I think I've actually told my backstory, or portions of my backstory in previous episodes, so this isn't a plug, I just don't feel like going too much into it, but specifically, I deal with carrying burdens and weight from, well, obviously weight, but burdens and weight from people that were in my life who I've put trust or love into. And what happens is when those people do me wrong, and I can grieve it, but what happens is I end up always comparing myself to the people who either take over after me or the people that were still around while I wasn't. So my mom, ex-friends, ex-significant others, I've had a lot of wrong done to me, and so what happens is I just obsess over the people that took my place, I feel like, and the argument could be made that it never really was my place to begin with, but, I obsess over that stuff, so I think about it, and I can't stop thinking about it. And because I can't stop thinking about it, I can only manifest the negative feelings that I'll get versus any positive that I'll get. And I'll explain that. So with Fight Club, we've been getting a ton of positive words of encouragement on what we're doing, and I can't accept any of that. I don't believe any of it's true, and it is true. I know it's true, but I can't believe it's true, because all I have to base off of in my life is the negative experiences of people telling me that it's not my fault, or that I was really good for them and then still exiting my life. So, mentally, I reject any positive reinforcement that comes in, Because in my life, positive reinforcement has only come before I get hurt. So I can't filter out like real positive. Like even if somebody tells me, "Hey, I love you," or I'll get friends that'll drop my, "Hey, I love you," "Hey, I hope you're doing okay," and I can't properly process it because I don't believe it. I'm gonna find that word real quick. So after I moved out, the very first thing I did was make sure I set up an appointment with like a psychiatrist, and I knew that it was gonna be a mental struggle for me. So I did everything that I could to put it in place. And I'd been speaking to this person before, so we kind of just picked up where we left off. And going through my case and speaking to me previously, he told me to Google something called pistanthrophobia, because he believes that it's something that is the root of my problems. It's what I suffer from. And pistanthrophobia is the fear of trusting someone based on past romances. Well, I don't put all of my trust on past romances. A lot of it is there. A lot of it also has to do with like bouncing around in the foster system and like never ever feeling like I was ever home. Like I was 16 before I slept with my shoes off because I didn't know how long I would be in a certain location, so I would never unpack my bags and I would never like take my shoes off. So a lot of that comes from like a combination of that upbringing, and then as like growing up kind of going through all that heartache, which I'm sure is like normal. I'm sure normal people go through the same string that I've gone through. I guess I just take it to heart more because I don't, because of that upbringing, I don't let people get that close to me. I don't let people get into me. I've had amazing people try. Even recently, I just couldn't do it. I didn't. No matter what they tried, I couldn't get it out of my head that this was gonna happen again. And again, I could know that it's not gonna happen again, but I couldn't get those intrusive thoughts to shut up. And the problem with intrusive thoughts, at least for me, I can't speak for everyone, but for mine, like the problem for mine is that it's usually right. Like it's my gut instinct. The intrusive thoughts are my gut instinct. And the problem is my gut instinct is always right. When I call something is about to happen, as far as people in my life and them getting ready to either leave or do whatever, it usually happens. And so it's hard to not listen to those intrusive thoughts, because generally speaking, they've never been wrong. And so because of the issue of not being able to trust anyone, I can't properly accept that there are people that love me and care about me and things like that. So with that, I guess I kind of have to scoot back. I moved out Monday, and I attempted to commit suicide the night before that Sunday. And the comedy in that is that I swallowed 44 NyQuil, or not NyQuil, Tylenol PM, and didn't even go to fucking sleep that night. I stayed up the entire night. I couldn't even go to sleep. So not only did I, like, not succeed in killing myself, I didn't even succeed in, going to bed that night. A lot of this comes from when you factor in all of those trust issues. I have this, like, internal feeling that the only reason people put up with me and the only reason that people have ever been around for me is because of what I can do for them. Like, I don't feel like maybe once in my entire life, and even then sometimes, like, the intrusive thoughts come in because I did help that person, but one time in my entire life where I've ever been genuinely loved because of who I am and not what I have done or can do for someone. I even on a friend level, I think there's maybe two people who I feel genuine love from, and not just the intrusive thought that the only reason these people are around me is because of what I can provide. Like, it's an, like, every friendship or relationship I've had was amalgamation of people having a need, and I just happened to be there at the time to fulfill that need. I don't feel as though I've ever had anything, like, genuine, I guess. So, I take that feeling of never feeling as though I've had anything genuine, and then couple it with the fact that I feel like every single day I'm trying to teach people about injustice and inequality and being in the South and constantly seeing people who just dehumanize Black people and dehumanize people for not for wearing a mask and denouncing science. And then, like, on Facebook, I'll see that all the time, and all these conspiracy theories. And I'll go to Twitter, and I'll go to Twitter, and I'll see nothing but my people fighting to get seen and recognized and have our voices heard, and, like, our ancestors are fighting us back on that, and we're fighting a battle because we wanted more for them, and we wanted more for them because we looked up to them, and now we are them, and we're fighting against them and everyone else who doesn't want to give us a chance or doesn't want to open their eyes to what's really going on or just flat out is in power and doesn't want to give up that power. That's what this is all about, at least to me, is that there's a group of people who understand that this large and loud section of minorities, Black people, brown people, people of every descent, sexuality, they are all standing up to say, I want equality. And there's a section of people that fight for the people who don't want to give up that equality. And then there are the people who don't want to give up that equality because when you've had power for so long and that power goes unchecked for so long, why on earth would you want to give up that power? Like, I understand that mindset, but I'm fighting that mindset every fucking day. I wake up and I fight that mindset, and I fight that mindset in wrestling, and I fight that mindset. I fought that mindset amongst my former friends that I've had to get rid of. I fight that amongst that mindset on Facebook, and I fight that entire mindset every single day while I'm struggling to stay alive because I don't feel as though people who are in my life genuinely want to be in my life for any reason other than what I can do for them. It's been fucking hard. I have to wake up in the morning knowing what I'm dealing with and knowing what I have to face, both internally and externally. I have to wake up and get everything in my day straightened away because my new normal is no longer waking up and making sure the house is great and getting the dogs clean and fed and or rather fed and making sure that, you know, people in the house are fed and doing all that and working and all that stuff. That's not my new normal anymore. My new normal is waking up and seeing four walls and understanding that I really have no mobility right now. Like, I have my car, I can drive around, but I'm black in America. I can't just drive around because I don't know if I get pulled over for having a taillight out or if I get pulled over for literally anything, and that could be the end of my life. Like, I have to be conscious of that stuff, and I have to be conscious that if I go outside and I drive off, I could get pulled over. I have to be conscious that if I go to social media, I can see people who are fundamentally against me. And not me as in, like, my personality, fundamentally against me as a human being, fundamentally against me being an equal human being in a country that promises that everyone is an equal human being. I have to fight against that when I'm fighting against myself. It's hard. I've been through a lot of difficult things. And I'm fighting against those people, and I'm fighting against myself thinking about the people that have been replaced by people that I genuinely cared about. Whether it be my mom, whether it be my exes, whether it be friends. I've been through a lot in my life. This is genuinely the most difficult thing I've had to do. So, I don't even know if this is everything I want to get off my chest. I needed to start somewhere. And I don't know if one person will listen to this. And if you do, I'm sorry that you had to go through this and basically listen to me whine and complain about my mental health. But I had to get it out somehow. And I have some rap songs out, but I'm not very good at that. I can't book my way to happiness because I can't accept any of the praise that comes with working with my friends and living my dream. I'm living my dream right now. Like, in reality, I grew up and I wanted to be a broadcaster and I wanted to help run a wrestling promotion. And right now, I'm a fucking broadcaster and I help run a wrestling promotion. And I can't enjoy any of that because I'm too busy fighting with myself every day. Constantly thinking I'm too fat or I'm too ugly or this brown thing on my forehead is too dark. I'm not eloquent enough. I'm not black enough sometimes. I'm too black to be in the South. I'm not this. I'm not to what this person's standards was. I wasn't what this person wanted at the time. And I have to keep all that because I have to be strong, because I'm in a position where I'm in a company where we are a pillar of hope, and it is incredibly difficult to provide hope when you're devoid of it every day of your life. But I also understand that we have to continue to do so. And so I have to get up every day. And while I'm dealing with my own issues, continue with my friends to provide hope that we can change this industry. It's exhausting. It's an exhausting existence right now. So, I guess this is just a blanket way for me to tell everyone that I've been ignoring. I'm sorry. I'm not ignoring you on purpose, but I don't have the capacity to. I don't have the capacity to be a friend. I don't have the capacity to be the mentor that some people look to me as, and I wouldn't ever know why. But I don't have that capacity right now because I'm spending 100% of my mental capacity fighting in two separate wars, and each of those wars have subsections that I'm fighting in. So, I don't know. I'll check back in, I guess, at some point. And I'm sorry that this is such a down episode, but I just needed to talk. Because quite frankly, I don't have too many people to talk to. And I don't mean that as physical people to talk to, But I can't ever be this open because my mind doesn't let me ever be this open. So if I'm talking to what is essentially myself into my phone microphone, this is as best as it's going to get. I'm hoping that I can promise that the next time you hear my voice on this platform, it'll be a much easier road, but I can update that I'm here, I'm alive, I'm making it happen. it's just difficult going through this, and what's essentially, like, I was homeless as a kid for different sections of my life, and my mom used to, when she would get money, she would get hotels, and we would stay in hotels, and sometimes they would be extended stays, but we'd bounce around from hotel to hotel, and I would still go to school and catch the city bus and make it to school and come back, and I was afraid to walk home because I didn't want anybody to see that we were living in hotels. And fast forward a couple, like a decade and a half later, and here I am doing the exact same thing. So I'm pushing forward. I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances that I've been given. But it's hard. It's hard because I can't stop comparing myself to my replacements. I can't stop thinking about continually being replaced. And I can't stop thinking about my life being dehumanized every single day. But as it's clear, the night I couldn't sleep, I'm supposed to be here. So I have to keep fighting somehow. My nose is getting stuffy. But I guess if you sat through this, I thank you and I apologize for subjecting you to all this, but I had to get it out somehow. So I will talk to you guys later. And I love you. And I want everybody listening, all fucking four of you, I'm sure. This is gonna get too many hits, but I don't honestly care. But if you sat through this, I love you. So talk to you guys later. I can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep. Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know will be alright. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day, it reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows the fear, ghosts appear and fade away. Alone between the sheets only brings exasperation. It's time to walk the streets, smell the desperation. There's pretty lights, and though there's little variation, it nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day reappears. Night after night, my heartbeat shows. Fade away.
can't get to sleep. I think about the implications of diving in too deep, and possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations that